Brooklyn's Finest, the new movie by Antoine Fuqua, is about the Brooklyn that hasn't been rehabbed and gentrified with restaurants that get reviewed by the New York Times. It's the Brooklyn of housing projects, drug running, gang busting, and harried human cops who sometimes get so immersed in that world themselves that the line between right and wrong, legal and illegal, goes by in a blur, like the Fulton Rockaway train. The film stars Don Cheadle as an undercover cop who wants to come up. Richard Gere is a tired old tippling street cop who has just 7 days left on the job. Ethan Hawke is an undercover cop with a large growing family that's getting choked in a small house. And Wesley Snipes as a drug lord with a sense of responsibility, if not a real conscience. Antoine Fuqua and Wesley Snipes join us in our studio. Gentlemen, thanks so much for being with us.
Good afternoon.
Thank you for having us.
This is tough stuff. This is tough to watch. How tough was it to make?
It was tough to make as well. You know, we shot, obviously, in Brownsville, which is a place where the police basically told us you were on your own if you go in there. Mm-hmm. The environment itself is very dangerous. The subject matter, it's draining and emotional and mm-hmm. a little scary when you actually stop and think about the issue, what we're really dealing with.
Yeah. So. Mr. Snipes, what was it like for you? You grew up, spent like the first until you were an adolescent, in a project not far from there.
No, I grew up in the Bronx, actually. And then during the 90s, I lived in Brooklyn in the Fort Greene area.
I was giving the Bronx the benefit of being pretty close to Brooklyn, so at least as the crow flies.
Yeah, yeah, that's a long train ride. Yeah. No, it was the most challenging part about this for me was going home and not having more scenes to do. You know, you get in this environment with these talented artists, and the process of creating magic begins, yeah. and you don't want to let it go.
Yeah.
So that was the biggest challenge for me, just... Oh, man, we finished? We got to do... I want to do some more. Yeah.
It's amazing cast. And I have to ask, how did you get Mr. American Gigolo, Richard Gere, to play a tired, sour, worn-out old cop?
Richard Gere is the perfect face for this movie. You know, he is the perfect face. He is the charming man who's on the outside, appears to have it all together. Internally, he's empty, and he's... lost, and his conscience has been turned off, mm-hmm. and there's a rebirth in him. But Richard Gere is what we imagine our police force to be, our America to be. Mm-hmm. We're beat up and we're bruised, and internally we have some issues that we have to deal with.
Here's the deal. Our commissioner, he believes in this new program that puts rookie cops in the highest crime areas. So they want seasoned hairbags like you breaking these recruits in. And since you're the oldest here...
Look, if it's all the same to you, I got 7 days. I'm no one's teacher. I'm not a role model.
Ethan Hawke gets, I must tell you, to my mind, one of the best lines in the film when he says to a priest through the confessional screen, "I don't want God's forgiveness, I want his help."
Yeah.
And I want to ask about your character, Mr. Snipes, Casanova.
Yes.
What we would call a drug lord, a drug kingpin.
X. Yeah.
Trying to get back into the flow of things.
Right.
Was I wrong, or am I just projecting, was I wrong to detect a sense of responsibility, if not conscience, in that character?
Oh, absolutely. You were correct. Mm-hmm. He does have a sense of responsibility, and the period of time he spent upstate... refined him.
This is in the penitentiary.
Right. And it's also a testament to how that game and the hustle game and the street drug game is a dead-end street. Mm-hmm. And those who are fortunate enough to get a new lease on life usually should take it. And this is where Kaz is. He wants to redefine himself and live a long life without the craziness of hustling. He wants to find some peace of mind and friends and people he can trust.
We're looking for you, man. I'm calling you. That phone call don't work.
We gotta get some paper together. You gotta get about a Dodge right now, man.
Why?
Because there's a problem with the deal.
No, ain't no problem, man. Ain't no problem out here. Fix. Look, we're getting this money, man.
No, listen to me. You cannot take this
deal.
Chaz, listen to me. You cannot take this deal.
Why, Tango?
Can we just take a ride, please?
You, as we noted, were born in the Bronx, but you moved to Orlando at one point, right?
Very briefly. Very briefly, that was in high school.
Yeah.
Yeah, I left for high school of performing arts, and then I went there. I finished the junior year and the senior year in Florida and caught the first Greyhound bus back to New York.
Oh, really?
And went to the State University in New York at Purchase, yeah.
So I'm trying to figure out, where did you play Felix Unger in The Odd Couple?
I did that in Florida. Yeah, that was one of the school plays that we did.
Okay, it was a school play.
It was a school
play. So can you do the whole thing about, you know, thinking you have nasal allergies and all that sort of thing
at Felix Unger? Then, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And I was a fan of the television show, so I had a lot to draw on at the time.
Mr. Fuqua, did people in, did the people financing this film ever say to you, oh, come on, you've got to brighten this up?
No, we had conversations very early on that I wanted to make a film that was true to what my vision was and true to the world I grew up in. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they were nervous at some point, but when I got all the cast together, it helped them feel a little more comfortable giving me the money. And they pretty much left me alone at that point. I had a different ending in the movie, so I gave them that.
Well, I have read that it was a different ending, and then this is one of the things where you showed that ending to audiences, or at least a couple audiences, and they...
Yeah. The audience, it was a mixed review on that ending, as far as the audience. I actually made a decision based on the character's actions when I later thought through the reasons I was making the movie and the idea of service and what it means to me, that it's a good thing. It's a redeeming thing.
Services
as a police officer, as a fireman, anything like that, civil service. That when you do the right thing, then it's a redeemable quality.
Yeah.
So I had to rethink my ending.
I must say, when you see the film and you observe the dangers that good, honest police officers go through, you look at that pile of drug money, and you know it's just going to the evidence room, and I can understand where a good and honest police officer would say, I risk my life every day out here. Mm-hmm. What would be so terrible if I just took a stack of hundreds that no one is ever going to see again?
Who's going to miss it?
And help my family.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the pressure. That's the idea. The pressure that these men are under. They make no money, $25,000 to $30,000 a year maybe. They have to do so much overtime to take care of their family. Ethan Hawke's character has five kids and twins on the way.
Yeah.
So that's a lot of pressure, and his wife is pregnant, and there's mold in the house. Don Cheadle.
And doctor says to him, have you considered moving? Like, of course he's, you know, like he can just call Allied and they'll come over and move him to Westchester.
Absolutely. Yeah. Most people in this country can understand, obviously, everywhere now, the economic pressure and the decisions it may cause a good man to make.
Twins? You lucky bastard. Congratulations.
It's a problem?
Honey, I ain't got room for twins.
Sure you do. You got room,
man. No, Ronnie, I don't get a new house. I get some more bread. I got to tell one of these kids that they got to move in with my sister. All right, how am I going to do that? How am I going to tell one of them that, no, you're the one that's got to go? I can't do that.
Mr. Snipes, is there something about actors that warms up to the idea of playing characters who skate a blurred line between right and wrong?
I think so. It gives you a lot of flexibility and a lot of potential choices.
When you started shooting, did you know how your character wound up?
Of course, you've done a couple endings,
so I don't know how the character wound up.
Right. And there were conversions of the film where my character ends up in a very different situation than what you see in this version of the film. Mm. You never really know. He never really knows when that next breath will be his last. That's the nature of living in that world, a world I personally don't have any affection for. I'm not interested.
Yeah. Well, you sure played it well.
Thank you very much.
Gentlemen, thank you both very much for being with us.
Thank you for having us.
Anton Fuqua and Wesley Snipes. Mr. Fuqua is the director. Mr. Snipes is one of the many stars of the new film, Brooklyn's Finest. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.